Once a participant indicates their readiness to make a change, they've entered the preparation stage. A key component of providing participant-centered services in this stage is allowing participants the opportunity to develop their own goals, along with a plan to meet those goals. This is because each participant is the expert of their own life, and as such, is the most qualified person to decide what behavior changes will work for them. Not only that, but if someone creates their own goals, they're significantly more likely to follow through with them compared to being told what to do by someone else. However, one of the most important things to remember about behavior change is that motivation is a very limited resource. So if people set out to do something too hard and fail, it can drain their motivation to continue trying. As a result, you'll want to encourage most participants to create physical activity goals that are easy to do and require very little motivation. To explain why, we'll next learn about the FOG behavior model.